book
Yes, Madam Chair. Just to inform you that I've been reassigned to another committee. So, and in fact, I'm now at 10 o'clock already, another meeting. But I thought of the things. Yes. David Main is flying off somewhere else, Chair. I will be replacing him.
And who's going to replace him?
Dr. Michael Cardew.
I see. Okay.
So,
Dr. Michael Cardew.
Oh, okay.
I just thought of at least coming in this morning to say goodbye and to say thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Morrison.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, from my side as well, for you and for all the members, and especially also the staff members that I've worked with for so long. So it was much appreciated, it was much enjoyable, and I think there's a very nice relationship and I think our whole spirit in the committee. So from my side, just thank you very much for that. And obviously, if I leave within 5 or so minutes, it's not a disrespect to you or the committee, but this is something that I have to attend to with regards to the other committee.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.
From after this week, but I mean, probably from a practical point of view, from this beginning on.
No, that's fine, thank you. Can we then proceed to our journey? If there's no other.
Thank you.
museum to check. We now come to that room where I'll be as brief as possible. We are aware of the background of how we developed this. And then probably let me start from paging, with the first ten pages or so talk to the background, the policy imperative that we look at, then the parameters, your national development plans, your growth, national growth path, APAM, the 9-point plan, and the parameters within which departments operate and ourselves as parliament. And then from page 11, we are more specific to the department, to the committee. Page 11 talks to the 5 priorities of parliament within which the committee is supposed to operate. There's oversight of government departments, public involvement, international relations, cooperative governance, and legislative development and impact assessment. And then from those, from the policy background, and then from defined also by the 5 priorities of government, we were then able to define our own as a committee, our own priority for the next term, 5 years. We also developed 5 priorities for the committee. One is interesting our oversight function, actual site visits to projects and implemented by the department. The second is to look at specifically monitor the implementation of the priorities identified within the departments and agencies, specifically the outcomes 4 and outcomes 5. Which talks to issues of economic growth. It talks to issues of employment and so on. The third priority is issues of intervention, national state intervention in the economy, issues of infrastructure implementation. There's about 800 billion over the next 5 years that the state is spending on infrastructure. There's 23 additional billions on creating black industries, and then there's the various social contracts that the department is responsible for. So that's in the next 5 years, those are the areas we also focus on. The fourth is basic efficiency and effectiveness of the functioning of the Department of Economic Development and its agencies. So we're looking at issues of value for money being spent by the department, efficiencies in terms of audit outcomes, efficiencies in terms of in terms of vacancies and so on, efficiencies within the department in doing its function. And then the last one, we have 3 pieces of legislation, at least for the next 5 years, that have been that will probably be tabled by the department and its agencies. It's the Competition Act, it's the ITA Act, and amendments of the Infrastructure Development Act. So essentially, those are the 5 priorities of the committee for the next 5 years. Now we then, looking at these priorities, develop specific strategic objectives. Those are about 10. I don't think I'll go through all of them. from these 10 strategic objectives, we then develop activities per year, activities per quarter, and then budget those different activities. In the overall, the objectives talk to the five areas in which we identified. They talk to looking at each, for example, each agency, if it is using its finances properly, that's number one. That's organizational efficiency, so we look at ITAC, if it has the capacity to deliver on its mandate, if it's able to spend wisely in delivering its mandate, if it has the proper audit outcomes and so on. And then we move on to activities of ITAC. Are those activities financed properly? Are they meeting their targets? For example, they have a program called Impact Analysis of Trade Policy, which they are supposed to report to the committee quarterly. So it is those things that we look at. And then we physically go to where ITAC, if ITAC issues, for example, a rebate to a particular organization, a particular firm, we physically go to that firm to look at the impact of that rebate that ITAC has issued. That is how we have developed each and every activity. I'm afraid, Chair, I should leave it here so that we don't get into each detail. However, this is work in progress. This is working flexible, work in progress. Each and as things happen, we may change. We may change the strategic plan or even the annual plan as and when new priorities emerge. Probably the last point is on capacity building on members, which I'm sort of passionate about. We have as well programs that we have identified. The assumption there is that some members are new in the committee and therefore new in the space of economic development. So that is important, that they to sort of get an understanding of the whole area of economic development, economic policy, trade policy, and so on. That's the program that we are supposed to go to, postpone to the next term. And then there's areas where, for example, financial monitoring. One of the work that the committee does is to look at the audit outcomes of the departments and institutions. Again, members and staff as well are not familiar with that space of audit outcome analysis. So one of the programs, short course, is on that. And so on. So it looks at the programs that are developed as per the area of focus of the committee in its oversight function. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Matsivena. Members, I take it that we all went to the If there's anything to add from members of the management, this is an opportunity to do so. None. And are we happy with what we have?
Yeah, I'm satisfied with it as it stands at the moment, but I think, as has been pointed out, it is a work in progress, so I'm sure that things will change over time and it will be improved, and, you know, so I think it really does kind of capture everything that we want to do over the next 5 years, and it creates a structure to work on.
Thank you very much. I take it that we are agreeing on the minutes of the 10th of March. Minutes of the 10th of March. Page 1. Page 2.
I move for the adoption of chapter 6.
Thank you. Any questions at the beginning of the meeting? Thank you very much. Next, the topic. Page 1. Page 1. Page 2. Okay, anything on page 3, I think? No. on page 4 now. Page 4.
The next meeting of the commission will take place. It would in it will.
Well, yes. Come again?
The date.
The date from the
on November 2014, that's the wrong date. Even the November.
But that is wrong. I don't know. I think we should just delete the whole sentence. And delete that the meeting agenda. The next one, the one of the second of June, or the 6th of May. Stop my page 1. Can we go to page 2? Can we remove it under 2?
I'm just checking, Chair. It could be right, but if the Chair opens the meeting, should you say she opened the official? Is there any other way of opening it? I'm just looking at officially, but it's okay. The Chairperson officially opened. Okay. If it's not officially, then it's I thought the Chairperson opened the
Maybe we should ask what's wrong in saying officially. If there's anything wrong, it's just remote. If it's something we can live with, because I think in most of the ministers was
I'm happy we leave it.
Yeah.
That's fine. Thank you. the report was therefore adopted as is. Comrade Gladys seconded by Comrade Marie. I don't understand that.
Maybe
we need Mr. Marais moved and Comrade Fellow seconded. But what is not clear here, we are saying with amendments. The amendments are not there. We are just saying here with liberators and things. We tested some amendments, but those amendments are not. So I think we should turn this back and then request for amendments.
Yeah, I think it's important that we get right who adopted, who proposed the adoption of the report. Because was it Honourable Chandy who seconded it, or did he propose it? I'm not sure from the minutes.
Honourable Chandy seconded.
And Honourable Marais.
By Honourable Marais.
Moved. Okay.
Now, if you put your comma there, check it out. After that, it changes the meaning.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but the way it is, it looks like Mr. Marais moved, and you are seconded by Kevin. Yeah?
Oh,
I think you can say it. Yeah.
You're supposed to stand
like that. Seconded by one of them. Can you guys and then correct it and if it also changes? I mean, include amendments as we are saying, think amendments, not all, must be clear which amendments will be effective. If it's grammar indicates, those were grammatical corrections. There were no amendments tell you to talk to the context. Yes. If grammatical issues, then indicate correction. Okay? We are in agreement that we don't approve this until it's amended. Can you go to the 2nd of June? Page 1. Page 2. Ms. Mabuza is not the second, it's not the chair from the second stand. I didn't say that. The chair, he was, if the minister indicated that Ms. Mabuza was in the previous board, but the Mushashasha was the chair then. She was then appointed now as the chair. We can get offset because that's what the minister talked to. I just indicated that he's appearing for the first time. I think he speaks most into that.
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is this sound of
communication. Yeah.
The community discuss the foundation with men.
Think members raise the question, not with members.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We should remove the committee because the committee is not, it's made up of members. So each time we talk, we should say members of the committee.
Mm-hmm.
Is it not important to kind of to put issues that we are like, well, remember this was a workshop, the list of the workshop that we did highlight some of the questions and some issues that we discussed. And for those of you who made or members of healthcare, is it not correct to say this is the issue raised? Even though we take it this way, it was a workshop, of course. It was a workshop that meant to raise the police members on issues that they wouldn't normally get under normal committees, you know, by the IDC. If we need to correct, what is the view that we raise? We don't just say we raise the issues, that we highlight some of the issues that we have dealt with or unraised. You have those views that have okay. If you can just give us an example, because that will be, and see whether it is in with what they have raised. Okay, are we okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Can we then make better move up to this with the health and amendment? Mr. Ambassador?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Kenny, and superintendent? Last minute, just a few minutes, from the minute of the 9th of June. Which one? Election of the acting chairperson. Mr. Honorable Ranto, second attorney of CNN, and nominated from the Honorable Chair. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, are we still on page 2?
Yeah, I was asking a question there. Honorable Rancho, the undirection of the teacher.
Okay, alright. That's fine, I was on page 3, so it's fine.
Honorable Rancho, seconded by Honorable Tian, nominated Honorable Tian. That's where
it says something okay, correct? It should read Honorable Rancho, nominated Honorable Kelly, and was seconded by Honorable Kiani as acting chairperson. So it's the sequence is in the wrong way. Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll
okay.
I just want to check the first sentence and the top. Ms. Lutando Scarpa, the sensing committee secretary, the in bracket is still the secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the secretary okay there? Does it emphasize something there? So I'm in bracket.
I think it's to be afraid of the secretary. That's how I understand.
Okay.
So that you don't keep on writing.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Is that the issue? Okay. And then I'm sorry. No, sir, I want to correct myself. What I just said today, I looked at the studio committee today. I apologize. I was correcting the things that I was saying. It's not in the studio. Oh, okay. Can we move on to page 3? Mr. Atkinson?
Chair, it was, it was one of the bullet points in page 3. It was bullet point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It just said more information on collusions from the Competition Commission. I think it should just be a singular, more information on collusion.
Seven,
yeah.
More information on collusion?
Singular, because I don't think it reads correctly if you put it in the plural.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other?
Chair, the next one down as well. The need for South Africa to assemble its own cars rather than to assemble its own cars.
Thank you very much, members, for the attendance and also for your participation. I guess not. We don't have anything for next time.
Okay.